Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about a really interesting story about an AI startup that has just sold for $650 million in cash to Thomson Reuters, and that is Casetech, which essentially is an AI legal tech startup. So a huge congratulations to the team over there. This is a really big moment. The deal is valued, as I said, at $650 million in cash. It's expected to close in the second half of this year. And what's interesting is Casetech was actually a Y Combinator-backed company when it started. But of course, this whole thing is, you know, contingent on regulatory approvals and essentially, you know, just regular closing conditions. The CEO of Thomson Reuters, Steve Hasker, he said, the acquisition of Casetext is another step in our build, partner, and buy strategy to bring generative AI solutions to our customers. We believe that Casetech will accelerate and expand our market potential of these offerings, revolutionizing the way professionals work and the work they do. I think this is really interesting because this is a trend I'm actually seeing where, you know, you see something like a $650 million startup, quote unquote, acquisition. You know, this thing isn't like the newest company. It was actually founded back in 2013. And I believe, you know, it's been highlighted a number of times in a lot of major news by TechCrunch and a bunch of other ones throughout the years. So this isn't, you know, super new of a company. It's been around for around 10 years. And I think what's really interesting here is they weren't always this, you know, AI kind of giant or AI-based company. When they were originally founded, they were more focusing on creating a community for attorneys to share knowledge and to provide services to give users free access to legal texts or annotations by lawyers. That was kind of their original idea. But eventually, the company pivoted to kind of embrace the whole AI machine learning aspect to build automated flows and tools for legal teams. And if you think about the life cycle of that company and how they pivoted, this makes perfect sense, right? They started out creating a data set, essentially, a community to share knowledge. So they're having all of this data from lawyers and from people asking lawyers questions and getting responses. And then they're able to go and turn that data set into an AI tool. So I believe, you know, companies that have focused on these kind of communities, these kind of data that essentially have these built-in data sets are going to do really well in this coming AI boom. Because you see all of a sudden a company like Casetext can ship a new product. So they have one called CoCounsel, which essentially, you know, taps into AI to review documents. It helps with legal research memos. It helps to prepare depositions and analyze contracts. And this is one other thing that I'm super, super interested about. Casetext was actually one of the very few original companies that were granted early access to GPT-4. And they use that as their infrastructural backend for CoCounsel, their new product. So you have these companies that kind of had these data sets. They're able to then go and, you know, create these AI models. And in addition to just, you know, creating AI models, they literally are using GPT-4 as their backend, but they got early access. And I almost wonder, like, if they didn't get this early access and they weren't able to kind of build this infrastructure, they probably, in my opinion, wouldn't be able to sell for $600 million, $650 million today. It's almost like OpenAI chose the winners and losers in some of these spaces, because perhaps they had, you know, let's say they had an identical, you know, competitor that didn't get access and didn't get to integrate their tools into this advanced technology. There's no way that, you know, they'd be able to compete. So this is really interesting. I think it shows kind of the role of kingmaker that OpenAI does play by allowing companies to get early access. And you know what's funny is, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it might not be that big of a time gap, right? Maybe 6 months, maybe 12 months between when OpenAI gives some of these people early access and between when they give everyone early access. But because AI is moving so quickly, giving a company 6 months head start or 12 months head start of early access to GPT-4 literally can make a massive difference, to the point where they're selling their company for $650 million. So I think this is really impressive. According to a press release from them, they have around 104 employees. And apparently they have a customer base of around 10,000 law firms and corporate legal departments. So previous to this, they've raised around $64 million from Union Square Ventures and a few others. But this is a really big move for them. And their CEO recently said, "For the last 10 years, we've harnessed the power of AI to build and elevate the practice of law and enable attorneys to serve more people's legal needs with the ultimate goal of increasing access to justice. Joining Thomson Reuters is an incredible opportunity to advance our mission in the field of generative AI solutions exponentially, not only for lawyers, but across professions, ensuring the revolutionary technology can benefit as many people as possible." I think this is going to be a really big move. I think this is interesting. When we're kind of looking at the legal landscape, of course, there's been lawsuits around, you know, lawyers using ChatGPT and other tools. So I think that is something interesting to kind of watch out for. But it seems like those have not spooked the AI field from investing in AI technology. So that's something we're going to continue watching into the future to see how that changes.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.